Selezioniamo le interviste realizzate e le riproponiamo per voi. Musicisti, innovatori, artisti, sportivi, operatori sociali. Raccontiamo la città che cambia. Un archivio unico a disposizione. Scelti da noi e messi in onda per voi. Unica Radio, B-Podcast.
Hi everybody, welcome back to another episode of the Live Project Podcast here on Unica Radio. My name is Elizabeth and I'm very glad to introduce this week's podcast episode. It is a special one because we will have not one but two guests joining us at the studio today. Today we are joined by Shannon and Loan, two girls from France who both arrived in Cagliari, Sardinia in the month of October 2002. And they stayed here for 1 month to go through with their European Solidarity Corps short-term volunteer project. They both volunteered for the month of October at the local association TDM 2000. And in today's episode, they will share their views and opinions on what it was like to help the organization with its daily activities, what it was like living in Cagliari, and of course, if and why they would recommend doing something similar to other youngsters, locally and abroad. So stay tuned, we will be back after a short break and you'll be able to hear more about their story.
Hi everyone, this is Shannon Horta and we are back today for a new episode of Unica Radio Podcast. We welcome today our French volunteer Loan. So, how are you Loan, and tell me more about yourself.
Hi, I'm fine. So my name is Loan, I'm 19 years old and I come from France. I'm a girl who loves adventure, curious to learn new things and loves to share with others. This year I'm doing a gap year because I didn't my previous studies and I was lost in my professional project. Then I needed to get out of my routine and comfort zone to do my own experiments. So I decided to volunteer 1 month in the association TDM 2000.
For you, what volunteerism is giving to young people and to community?
I think that volunteering is giving a lot of things and a lot of skills. It's an opportunity to learn a new culture, a new language and to travel. Also to give something to the community. For me, this experience makes you grow and it teaches you to become more self-confident and independent.
What you can learn through volunteerism?
Through volunteering, I have improved my English and some skills such as time management, the organization, or even communication. I have learned to be more independent and manage my money too. Therefore, this volunteering has allowed me to learn more about Sardinia and about me too.
Okay, all right. What will you do after that?
After that, I probably do another volunteer mission, probably longer than this one. And who knows, maybe all the things I have learned will be useful for my future work, for my next trips, and for my everyday life.
Selezioniamo le interviste realizzate e le riproponiamo per voi. Musicisti, innovatori, artisti, sportivi, operatori sociali. Raccontiamo la città che cambia. Un archivio unico a disposizione. Scelti da noi e messi in onda per voi. Unica Radio, B-Podcast.
Hi everybody, this is Luan Jahu. And we are back for another episode of the Unica Radio podcast. And we welcome Shannon, a French volunteer who is going to tell us about her experience in Sardinia. So, how are you? Tell us more about you.
Hi everyone. Hi Loan. My name is Shannon. I'm 23 years old and I'm from Bayonne in the southwest of France. I came to Cagliari for a month to help the TDM 2000 Association. My feelings before leaving were quite positive. I wasn't very stressed, just that I knew I was going to miss my family and my friends. I was a bit stressed about the language barrier and not getting along with my new surroundings. However, I had heard good things about Sardinia. It's a very pretty island.
So why did you decide to go?
I needed to breathe new air, improve my English, discover a new culture and new landscape. Of course, the fear of not being able to adapt to a new environment was important to me. It's scary to travel to a place you've never been. That's why it's important to learn about the culture of the country so as not to offend or shock its inhabitants. Fortunately, Italy's culture is not really so different from ours in France. Finally, my aim was to bring all these things together with a good accompaniment and not to go on holidays but to help an association. The mission described well within my capability, so I went for it. So I think it's really great to do it when you're young.
Well, and what do you think of the food in Sardinia?
It's very good. They are very good at it. I eat a lot of pasta and pizza.
Yes, that's true. What is your experience as a volunteer?
Before I left, I did 8 months civic service in my city. We were a team of 4 girls. We had training on gender relations, consent and responsible parenting. We were able to meet young high school students to share our experiences and knowledge so that they could live together better.
And did you like it?
Yes, I enjoy it immensely. After that, I wanted to do a new experience in volunteering.
Okay, so what volunteering brings to young people?
Volunteering gives young people the opportunity to open up to all types of people, young, old, etc., to work together and enrich their knowledge and pass it on.
And finally, what you can learn through volunteering?
Through volunteering, you can learn to live in community, share your knowledge, learn from others, become more open-minded and become more independent. That's what happened to me. You gain a lot of self-confidence.
Welcome back on the Lab Project Podcast here on Unica Radio. So, as you may have heard, today we were joined by two lovely guests, Shannon and Loan, who are both from France but came to Cagliari, Sardinia in the month of October to do their European Solidarity Corps short-term volunteer project. They did it with the local association TDM 2000, and in this episode they shared their views and thoughts on what it was like to live abroad and to help an NGO with its activities. If you just joined us and missed the beginning of the episode, definitely look it up on the Unica Radio website, and of course stay tuned for the next episodes, because very soon we will be back with more interviews and podcasts with volunteers who have done their work locally and abroad. Thank you for joining us today and see you very soon.
Noi selezioniamo le interviste e le riproponiamo per voi. Riascoltale su unicaradio.it o scaricale. Unica Radio, portala sempre con te.